Welcome back for another episode. It's going to be a quick one. This one's going to be a little bit more serious for the quick time that I have you. But yeah, I just want to say my life's been a little bit different these past few weeks. Things aren't the same. And things, I don't like the way it's going. And it's eating me alive. Even though, you know, 95% of the time, I don't think about anything. Like, I'm dumb up there. Like, I'm literally a dummy. But I've been thinking a lot, which I don't do. And thinking is, I mean, it's killing me inside. I really don't know. I don't even talk about feelings and shit. I mean, I'm a dude. We don't talk about feelings. We just kind of let it happen and then we get over it. But I just had to get this off my chest. It's just something I need to say. And I think I've always, you know, I've been a very vivid dreamer my entire life. And my dreams always mean something. There's never a day I go by where my dream doesn't mean something. And it's just one day I kept just having this reoccurring dream. And it just kept saying, Dylan, if you don't go for it, then you'll never know. And it stuck with me day by day. And I don't know. I throw it in the back of my head. I just try to forget about it. And, one day I just, you know, I was having a great day. I mean, the drinks were flowing. I was a different guy at the end of the night. I don't know who this guy was, but he's basically my subconscious and my body. And he's walking around and he's just doing things. And, I did something that I shouldn't have done in that way. And it hasn't worked well. No, it's left me a little bit different feeling ever since it happened, you know. I'm not the same guy. I'm not as upbeat. I'm not as, you know, I wouldn't say I'm not as happy as I should be. And I think it comes to a point where I need to hold myself accountable and just say, you screwed it. But there's always an open door, I think. And I'm going to keep scratching at that door. I'm going to tear that motherfucker down if I need to. But I'm going to fix it. And I'm going to be better. And I'm, you know, even whatever I do in the outside life where I try to portray that, you know, I'm trying to keep my mind off it and stuff like that. I mean, that helps, but the only real way to fix it and to go back to, let's just say, strive for a better future is to be a better man. And once that happens, maybe we'll see a change.